This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
I'm just noticing a notification from our social media and the headliner. It looks really interesting. Let me read this to you. This is good. Opposition is spiritual, not a flesh and blood struggle. You have God's authority to pray for your family. And because you have His authority, you can expect the outcome God desires. The same is true for your nation. You have authority to pray against corruption and for righteous governance. And then it goes on. This is good. We're going to put the link to our social media in the show notes so you can take a look at that. You know, the reminder is important. That's an important reminder that we have this authority. And when utilized, it changes everything. It changes families. It changes communities. And nations are in great need of those of us who have this authority to step up, pray according to God's word and His leading, His Spirit leading, and change the governance. This is not only the gift God gives, but clearly a responsibility. And the joy that comes, the benefit is to see the outworking of God's answer when we respond the way that He intends, to pray against the opposition in the authority that He has given us. That authority is so powerful. Don't forget that. I'm glad I saw that notification as we're starting today. Not our topic, not our title, but always, always so important to remember. Actually, today, we're looking at the process where that we come to when you arrive in a situation and it's happening and your thought is, how did this happen suddenly? Or another thought might be, you know, overnight this happened. Well, no, usually that's not the case. Usually things occur along a progressive path, more than likely an accurate way of describing what's taking place or has taken place is that we were not paying attention or noticing. And so you arrive at a point where suddenly it's completely in front of you. And yes, you do see, and your main concern is what to do next. So I'm talking a little bit hypothetically here. Let me be a little bit more specific. The word definition, if you're talking about something that's come to critical mass, critical means something analyzed. It's actually referring to a turning point or being on the verge of a crisis. And so the term critical mass can have many applications. For example, basically, it's borrowed from nuclear physics, where it refers to the smallest mass that can sustain a nuclear reaction at a constant level. That's important, at a constant level. So when a chain reaction is self-sustaining, the mass is said to be critical. Critical. So critical mass is when that chain reaction is self-sustaining. When a chain reaction is self-sustaining. Critical means analyzed, turning point, on the verge of, and critical mass means you're at the point of the point that you've arrived at being self-sustaining. For example, in sociology, we could be talking about a group of people who make a drastic change. Their behavior is altered, opinions, actions, their performance, a drastic change. If you're speaking in a business setting, we could say a company's critical mass is determined by the size of its staff, maybe like its resources, revenues, market share. So once these elements reach the size that a company can operate efficiently, it is said that that company has reached its critical mass. Critical mass is the point where a company is then profitable. So critical mass can refer to something positive and good. It can refer to something that has occurred along a path toward an ultimate tipping point that it is not good. It can be negative. So critical mass can apply to you and me in areas of science and medicine, to enterprise, and we are referring to an outcome that has the ability to remain that way. So from God's word, think of Jeremiah 29, starting in verse 10. I'll read it. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Amen. We're at a tipping point. We have reached critical mass. In this case, this exile of 70 years in Babylon is about to end, and God is announcing that at that point, things that have progressed to that point, He is going to intervene. There will be a divine intervention here. Divine intervention is like when Jesus turned the water into wine. It's because the character of God has power over the elements. And our response to that determines which way is critical, because it determines which way we will move and become fixed in a place that cannot be altered for good or not so good. So this is the tipping point. This is the critical mass. This is the point that Jeremiah prophesied for the people there in Babylon in exile. It was a 70-year period. So if I look for mass as a chain reaction in these verses, I find a couple of key words. I find that the Lord's word is revealed. And not only His word, but His thoughts actually are described. And the chain reaction picks up these words. He says He intends for you peace, a future, and a hope. And His thoughts are along those lines, and His plan to bring you to a conclusion is that you will call upon Him, you will pray, and then you will listen to Him. He will listen to you and will answer you. So now you are at the tipping point for good. So if I am at a tipping point personally, where something like a situation or condition is critical, it's judged, it's analyzed, I'm possibly on the verge of a crisis, in my core, remember, this has been occurring along a period of time, unnoticed by me, either through negligence or something else, and now suddenly I'm aware that the Lord is visiting me to gain my attention and to establish once and for all that His thoughts toward me are for a future, a hope, including peace. This becomes a possibility, a tipping and a turning point for me. So evaluating, it takes the same amount of time and energy to believe God at this point for His plan in the matter, takes the same amount of energy as it would be for me to agree with Satan what looks like the negative side. This might apply to like a medical diagnosis. It might apply to what's going on in a relationship. It might refer to a plan or a project that looks like it has failed. All of these things, you can see how life, how we can apply this whole thing to life in general. So my focus on worst case scenario is not where I want to go. Whether that realm, ever how real that realm is, you do not want to block the flow of what God is doing to bring you out of the exile, out of the difficult place, and into the plan that He has for you. As Jeremiah says, He knows the thoughts that He has concerning you, and they are for peace and a hope and a future. This is interesting. Did you know that a relatively small percentage, I'm reading this, this is interesting, a relatively small percentage of the nervous system involved with perceiving and processing pain is less than 5 to 10% of all the nerves that are involved. I think I left out a word there. You get the point. That percentage is likely true in reference to peripheral nerves and the spinal cord. But when it comes to the brain, which is the most important, when it comes to the brain itself, it is significantly less than 5 to 10%. So once we feel pain, its source, cause, problem is at least 90% established. So here again, you have critical mass. The pain is here. We're at the tipping point. Something to do about the pain. What are we going to do about that? Well, a good thing to do is to look back up, look over the time period, the recent time period, to where this has been developing, because the pain did not come out of nowhere. It did not happen overnight. It has been coming to a place where it could manifest. I'm not speaking, of course, in something that is instantaneous, like a cut, you know, or a blow, or an immediate injury, but something within, something internally. That pain does not register when the source first occurs. So hence, medically and practically speaking, that this is the reason why we need to be proactive in a disease-prevented lifestyle. So in the context of critical mass and its tipping point or overload, you want to have consistent stewardship over that which God has entrusted to you. Whatever it is, your physical body, your own life, your family, your citizenship in whatever nation to which you belong. You have a stewardship you want to speak, consistent stewardship there. So while at the same time, by faith, while you are maintaining, you might say, and planning for the future, you also want to use your faith to reach for even more of God's provision, that divine infusion, that divine intervention that we spoke of. This is where God has power over the elements, and He has that power on, you know, it's ready. It's ready for you. You do not have to hunker down under symptoms, under a diagnosis, or under a prediction, or even the family line to which you identify. This is God's plan, that there be peace and a future and a hope. Most importantly, and you are someone you know, maybe at this point, though very godly, you are someone you know, there may be the situation where Satan is like piling on. There's an enemy on every side, it seems, every day, in the family, in the life of the children and the grandchildren, in business, in relationships. Suddenly, it seems that the enemy has invaded on every side. So the question here, how do we gain the rescue? Again, either for ourselves or for someone we know. The answer, draw from your stored up spiritual storehouse, your spiritual chutzpah. Chutzpah is a Yiddish word. It describes an action or something that's audacious or gutsy. You know, it's a responsive action that's gutsy, audacious. And this again, you can look right back at Jeremiah 29, and he's saying, listen, at that point, you will call on me, you will come to me, and you will pray, and I will listen to you. And of course, that denotes a favorable response, a deliverance. I will listen to you. So as in the case of that passage, at a point after 70 years, you need to prophesy and declare the Lord's critical mass, His word and His thoughts concerning you. In the same way He said, I'm going to visit and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return. You need to prophesy that way. You need to declare that way. You need to stay focused in what the direction is that's coming from the Lord. Don't go that negative way. Don't fixate on Satan's scenario, his desired outcome. And also prophesy, declare a chain reaction that will come to the point that it is self-sustaining. And your chain reaction in this case would be peace, a future, a hope. You see, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil. I will give you a future and a hope, leading you, here's the chain reaction, to call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Boom. Critical mass. Sustained reaction. At that exact point, nothing spectacular has to happen. There doesn't need to be fireworks or, you know, something that you would point to. It could be, totally could be, and I have experienced those, by the way. We've talked about those on this podcast, but it doesn't have to be because it takes place in the Spirit. It takes place in your heart. the pattern of choosing to believe God and to believe His prophecy and His declaration to you locks in to your heart and to your understanding, and you lock in to continue self-sustaining in that way. You have reached what I call a prophetic merger. You have come to this place. In the book of Esther, the words are, you are born for a time such as this. Or in day-to-day events, these things take place for your good and for the outcome that God intended. That means that when the storehouse of God's purpose that is inside of you is released, things actually happen suddenly, including simple things that you really probably wouldn't think of, you haven't thought of before, and because movement is then sustained, because see, it's dropped down in your heart. You're no longer in your head. You know, I learned back in the day when I was a student and an athlete, my coaches would remind me, if you're in your head, you're dead. Because the enemy occupies the thought life, and thoughts of failure and thoughts of weakness incubate there, waiting to be tapped into, to be pulled into a time when you would then succumb to failure and to weakness. At the same time, operating right alongside of that kind of thing is the Lord leading you toward thoughts of a future and a hope and an outcome that is favorable. In the case of the athlete, a win, a victory, maybe a breakthrough, maybe setting a record. So in your head, you want to sustain, you want to lock in to the right outcome. This critical mass needs to produce a sustainable outcome. You want to bump the negative and lay hold to what God is saying. Fine tune with His Spirit so that you don't lose or miss any aspect of this really supernatural unveiling. He is unveiling, He is revealing, and He's showing it to you. And you may be seeing it for the very first time. You may be seeing it clearly because it's no longer in your head where you have the potential to be dead, as it were, but now it's in your heart. And no one and nothing can take it from you. It's sealed. So, in prayer, Father, we see this reality as the possibility right before us. And because we have arrived at critical mass, at a tipping point, in many respects, on many levels, we no longer assume that the enemy has snared us and that we have no options available to us, but rather we realize that you were there all along, watching over the buildup, the process, and that you are there waiting for us to choose the right thought, the right intention, and to believe you and to see all of this, the entire setting that we are in, come under your jurisdiction and become like you, a favorable win, the outcome that leads to victory. and our hearts are purified as we receive truth. We receive it. And oh God, we are so thankful. Let this word get into your heart. Go to the show notes. We've got some great information there. It'll help you. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear trumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.